Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome once more to Food for the Journey, and we look forward now to the readings for this Sunday, which is the first Sunday of Advent. This Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent. So wake up, because this is the time to seriously take stock for the next 4 weeks, or close to 4 weeks. This is the time to take stock before we celebrate the coming of Christ in the flesh, the Son of God coming on our behalf to save us, to redeem us, to sanctify us. We owe everything to the beloved Son of the Father who said yes. And so Advent is the time that the church puts aside, in a certain sense, somewhere between 3 and 4 weeks, depending on the day, a time to really take stock of ourselves and to say, is Christ living in me? Can he be seen through me by my acts of mercy, by my charity, by my kindness, by my forgiveness of others, because I have been forgiven by Christ? I pray that in this year of mercy, you really learned to repent of your sin. That booklet is still available to you from Renewal Ministries. Go on our website, renewalministries.net. The mercy of God and the joy repentance brings. If you want, in a certain sense, honestly, if you want the floodgates to open, and grace upon grace upon grace, which is God sharing himself with us. If you want to experience that, if you have not had your soul totally cleansed during that marvelous year of mercy, don't say, oh, well, the year's over, I guess I lose. No, absolutely no. Go and receive the mercy of God. And then when you experience the mercy of God in you, you are more than willing to become a vehicle, a vessel by which God's mercy can come through you to others. This is what God wants for us. Let's take a look at the opening prayer for this first Sunday of Advent. The prophet Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. This is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest mountain and raised above the hills. All nations shall stream toward it. Many people shall come and say, come, let us climb the Lord's mountain to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways and that we may walk in his paths. Notice that it's not so I can do what I want and go where I want and decide everything for myself, and I don't care about anything but this life. No, it says, all nations shall stream toward it, to the Lord's house. Many people shall come and say, come, let us climb the Lord's mountain. It's a journey, and it's a hard journey, and sometimes you're climbing a mountain. We're going to go to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways, and we may walk in his paths. We're preparing to celebrate Christmas, the birth of the Son of God in the flesh. And as a Christian people, as Catholics, we're committed to follow him. Are you a nominal Catholic, or are you committed? Don't be nominal. It doesn't do any good. You might be a great sinner. You might feel like there's no hope for you. You're exactly the people God's looking for. He wants to take you out of the depth of your despair and your anguish, or your hatred and your bitterness, and bring you into freedom. So come. Come with Christians. Come with Catholics this Advent. Come, let us climb the Lord's mountain to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways and we may walk in his paths. For from Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and impose terms on many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. This is a call to you personally, not just to us as a people, but to you personally. Come, let us walk out of the darkness of sin. Let us walk in the light of the Lord. Light brings healing. It brings clarity. It brings strength. It brings peace. Darkness does none of that. Darkness destroys. We all need to ask ourselves this question as we prepare for this Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent. So even now I ask you, as you listen to this program today, prepare so that you come to Mass on the first Sunday of Advent prepared to say, come, Lord Jesus, come. Shed your light in my life. Help me to be a better follower of you. Help me perhaps to follow you for the first time. Open my heart. Psalm 122, in a certain sense, puts that call, that joy of following the Lord into words. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Psalm 122, I rejoiced because they said to me, we will go up to the house of the Lord. And now we have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem built as a city with compact unity. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. According to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. In it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May peace be within your walls, prosperity in your buildings. Because of my brothers and my friends, I will say peace within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will pray for your good. I will pray for your good. Brothers and sisters, even as I say those words, Jesus is telling us, I will pray for your good. God the Father is telling you, I will pray for your good. Do not resist the graces that God pours out as he prays for you. Perhaps you've been away from the Lord for many, many years. Come. Let us walk in the house of the Lord. Come, let us worship him. Open your heart. God has great good for you. The second reading is Paul to the Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 to 14. Brothers and sisters, you know the time. It is the hour now for you to awake from sleep. Sleep of passivity. Sleep of laziness. Sleep of sin, sleep of depression where you think there's no hope for you. Awake from the sleep. And you sometimes can't make that happen, but you can ask God, wake me up. Help me. Then I might come out of the stupor or the darkness or the fear or the bitterness. Lord, may I put all my trust in you. Because God prays for your good, said the psalm. Remember that. So Paul tells the Romans, he tells us, let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly as in the day, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in promiscuity and lust, not in rivalry and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the desires of the flesh. Ask God to give you grace you can overcome the desires of the flesh because the desires of the spirit become much stronger. As you renounce the desires of the flesh, the desires of the spirit assume their rightful place and it becomes very strong in you. I've had people say to me, why did I go so long without opening my heart? Why did I go so long being in the prison of discouragement or hatred or bitterness or whatever the case may be? Why did I wait so long? And I want to say to all of you listening to this program, if you've been waiting long, make a decision today. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ to make no provision for the desires of the flesh. Just say no to sin. And that already will flood your life with brightness. Already. It will change. Your life will change. God hears your prayer. Even the quietest whimper, God hears. He hears every detail. the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 37 to 44. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man." God comes for us. He comes for each of us, and he will come for the whole world at an hour we least expect. And that's just the truth. "So it will be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." One day we're going to read those verses and it will happen. The Son of Man will come, brothers and sisters, at an hour, at a day you do not expect. Therefore, we need to be always ready. If I'm called on this day to render an account before God, either because I have died or because the world has come to an end, if I'm called to render an account before God, how prepared am I and how ready am I? Advent is different from Lent in the sense that Advent, we're preparing for the birth of the Savior. We're preparing for a celebration of great joy. I'll have more to say about Easter later, but for now, and everybody, even if they're not Christian, celebrates Christmas. It's a holiday. You get a day off. There's a little bit of change. But for us who are Christians, brothers and sisters, it's his birth. The Savior has come. God has been faithful to his promise. He has given us what we've begged for thousands of years. And what did he give? He didn't give something else. He gave himself. He gave his only begotten Son. And now, therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too you also must be prepared, for in an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. So, these are preparation days for the celebration of Christmas, but they're also preparation days for when we do not know the day or hour we will be called. So stay alert, be ready, ask God to lead you, ask him to guide you, so that you can remove during this Advent season that which most keeps you from an intimate relationship with him. God bless you. I have been speaking a great deal recently about faith. I have a booklet entitled Faith More Precious Than Gold that I would like to offer you free if you would call our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net. Perhaps it would be a gift that you would like to give this Christmas. I urge you to read Faith More Precious Than Gold.